Press Review.
Donbass residents return home after a ceasefire. In the wake of the ceasefire between the Ukrainian army and Donbass region militia, refugees are coming home. Российская газета writes that the border checkpoint Donetsk-Vzvodina currently has a line of 2 kilometers out of pedestrians, cars, and buses which are heading for the Lugansk region. The Daily notes that despite high temperature and long wait times, the line is full of joyful people. People who fled the war-torn region are finally coming home. The newspaper quotes some of the refugees who share their stories. For example, one woman told how their children in Rostov region housed her during the war. As soon as the media reported ceasefire, she, as thousands of other residents of Lugansk and Donetsk regions, decided to return. The Daily highlights that the general atmosphere is positive. People have plans for a peaceful life, share tips on how to rebuild, where to buy construction materials and supplies. A representative of the Federal Security Service told the newspaper that in just 24 hours, over 14,000 people crossed back to Ukraine through the Donetsk checkpoint. Moskovsky Komsomolets writes that the European Union has made an odd move. The new package of sectoral sanctions against Russia was adopted. However, their public announcement and the date when they come into force have been postponed. The newspaper reports that its decision was made to give the chance for the EU leadership to evaluate the situation in Ukraine and possibly change their decision at the last minute. The official statement published on Monday notes that the sanctions hope to change Russia's policies on Kyiv, claiming that Russia supplies militia in southeast with arms and soldiers. While the new measures are to come into effect as soon as they're published in the official journal of the European Union, the exact date has not been made public. President of the European Council Van Rompuy said the delay will be used to judge adherence of parties of the Ukrainian conflict to the ceasefire plan. Following the evaluation, the European Council may change their decision on select sanctions or the whole package. Meanwhile, American lobby group has defended the Proton rockets from sanctions, as Vestia writes. The Khrunichev Center, which produces the Proton rockets, has protected its order portfolio and the business as a whole by using the services of professional lobbyists. The newspaper writes that according to its sources, in April, the American subsidiary of the Khrunichev Center, International Launch Services, or ILS, has signed a deal with the Medicine Group, which specializes in GR services in high-tech fields, trade, and transport. The newspaper reminds that rumors of looming sanctions against Russia targeting, apart from other industries, aerospace, began right around the time that the GR contract was signed. Moreover, these rumors largely came true. For example, Russian satellite producers cannot buy American components, and NASA froze its contacts with Russia's space agency, apart from the ongoing ISS program. The newspaper reminds that launch rockets were also supposed to be sanctioned. However, this did not happen. Representatives of the ILS believe that they have the Medicine Group to thank for that. The Proton rockets were determined as essential for the global aerospace market.